శివభక్త విలాసం. ఉపమన్యుస్ శివభక్త విలాసం ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఏన్షియంట్ సాంస్క్రిట్ టెక్స్ట్ దాట్ ద మహర్షి ఆఫన్ కోటెడ్ ఆర్ రెఫర్ టు వెన్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ది లైవ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద 63 నాయనార్ సెయింట్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ వెల్ నోన్ హౌ ద రీడింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది పెరియపురాణం, ద తమిళ్ రెండరింగ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ స్టోరీస్ అవోక్ విద్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాయ్ Venkatraman, the sleeping giant of spiritual awareness. This culminated in his permanent realization of the self in 1896. The stories of Sivabhaktas narrated in greater detail in the Sivabhakta Vilasam remained a storehouse of inspiration from which the sage of Arunachala readily gathered nourishment to appease the spiritual hunger of his devotees. Abraham of the Old Testament was told by God to sacrifice his only son in the same manner that a sacrificial lamb would have been offered. Following the Lord's command, Abraham bound the boy, placed him on a heap of firewood, and raised his arm to plunge a dagger into his chest, when an angel of the Most High stopped him. In the case of Dabra, this same command from God was taken a step further, yet Dabra didn't flinch. The following story is from the New English translation of the Sivabhakta Vilasam that will soon be published by Sri Ramanashramam. Narapasiniman Ahami తదాయన్ పరశివౌ ధానౌ విథునుతే పఖాన్. 32. ఫార్ థౌ డస్ట్ కట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఈగోస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ స్టీప్డ్ ఇన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ సీజన్ దెమ్ అండ్ మేక్ దెమ్ ఓవర్ టు శివా ఫర్ ఫుడ్. 40 వర్సెస్ ఇన్ ప్రైజ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ రమణ బై గణపతి ముని. ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ దబ్రా. Sri Agastya, once in Kailasa, Parvati curiously inquired of Lord Parameshwara, who was resting with his head placed in her lap, "Lord, tell me, if you please, who is your favorite among Nandi, Bringi, and Chandi?" Pasupati, the Lord of Beings, combing through her locks with his high fingers, replied, "More than anyone else, including you, Dabra Bhakta pleases me the most. I must say, I cannot bless him enough." Shocked at this revelation, Uma demanded an explanation. Shiva got up, smeared his body with ashes, tied his matted locks into the familiar kaparda, and said, "Follow me and see for yourself." He proceeded to Arunaranyam. Meanwhile, in his own town, Dabra was preparing to feed Maheshwara, devotees of Shiva, as it was the auspicious day of Bharani in the month of Chaitra. As no devotees approached him for food, he went out to find them. At this instance, Shiva appeared as a Bhairava, staunch Sivabhakta, at his house and cried aloud, "Is it Dabra's house? Can I get some food here?" Chandana, the maidservant, came out and reverentially replied, "Please come in. The master of the house will be here soon." The response was, "We do not enter a house when the master is away. I shall take leave." At this, Shweta Vana Nayika, the wife of Dabra Bhakta, rushed to the door and pleaded with him to stay. Repeating the same words as before, he added, "We shall rest in the Ganapatiswara temple." Shortly after, Dabra returned, despondent at not finding any Maheshwara to feed. His wife narrated to him what had happened in his absence and asked him to bring the devotee who shone like Shiva from the nearby temple. Hearing these words, which were like nectar, Dabra sped to the temple and found the Bhairava seated in Virasana beneath the Kovidara fig tree. His left elbow was supported by Yogadanda, the yogi's staff. Brahma Kapala, the skull which served as the begging bowl, was by his right hand, which was engaged in counting the sacred beads. A small pouch full of the sacred ashes, wreathed by a chain of Rudraktas, lay before him. His effulgence outshone the sunlight itself. The great yogi looked aged, rugged, and somewhat tired. Dabra fell at his feet and clasped them tightly. The Bhairava, with a considerate glance, inquired, "Who is it?" Charmed by the inquiry, Dabra replied, "Though I consider myself a slave of the devotees, people call me Dabra Bhakta. I take refuge in you. Bless my home with the dust of your feet and partake of the food we serve." The Bhairava rejoined, "Your fame is spreading to regions afar. You are a symbol of the adage, 'Charity begins at home.' Today is Chaitra Bharani, a day as auspicious as Mother Girija herself. What a great fortune is it to be served dinner by a true devotee. Nevertheless, I need to caution you about a certain matter that might sound unpleasant. Well, let me not cause distress to your household. I shall approach another." So saying, he rose to leave. Dabra's dialogue with the Bhairava. Sri Agastya. As the Bhairava stood up, Dabra held fast to his feet and, trying to stop him, pleaded, "Have no doubt, my lord, try me. By your grace, I shall be able to meet your requirements." The lord interrupted, saying, wait, I do not eat the regular items like milk, curds, ghee, rice, vegetables, etc. Even fruits plucked from the celestial kalpa tree do not suit me. Now listen to my food habits. I eat only once in 6 months, and that is flesh. Surely it is beyond your scope." Dabra quickly replied, "We have young animals at home. Tell me your choice." The Bhairava paused a while and said, "Well, what I consume is human flesh, that of a 5 or 6 year old boy, the only child of his parents, faultless and perfect in body and in all respects. While the mother holds him fast in her lap, the father should chop him to pieces, both without the least sorrow in heart. After the father washes the meat free of hair, nails, and bones, the mother should mince and cook it happily, using spices and condiments. Such food I relish and nothing else. Now, hasten to your wife and obtain her wholehearted approval." The liberation of Dabra. Dabra, relieved to hear the consent of the guests, rushed to his house. He calmly approached his anxiously waiting wife and, placing his arm around her, explained at length the codes and subtleties of Saiva Dharma, the practice of service to devotees. Somewhat perplexed at the unsolicited explanation, she remarked to him, "Lord, what is all this preamble for? Do not my actions reflect your mind? Do not make me feel ashamed. Speak out what is on your mind." At this, Dabra pulled himself together and narrated the Bhairava's requirements. Shweta closed her eyes in contemplation of the Lord and replied, "If that is Lord's will, go and bring our darling son, whose life we shall consecrate to the Lord Himself." Dabara sped like the wind to the Gurukula school, where the boy Sripati was presently meditating on the Panchaktari. At the arrival of his father, Sripati was prompted by his guru to recite a hymn on Umapati. Its import was, "Shiva alone is worthy of worship. Shiva Bhaktas are worthy of service ever." Immensely pleased with his rendering, overflowing with feeling, the Guru blessed him with long life and prosperity. Dabra, obtaining permission from the Guru, brought the boy home and handed him over to his mother. Shweta bathed the boy in perfumed lukewarm water, dried him with a towel, and holding him in her lap, beckoned to her husband. Dabra brought with him a sharp knife and cautioned his wife, "Do not let your heart give in to pity, lest this offering should be soiled." He watched the boy for the last time, shining with fresh stripes of the sacred ashes. Unperturbed, he chopped asunder the boy at his neck in one stroke. "Shiva, Shiva." The boy's head flung to a distance from the mother's lap. Wasting no time, the blood was collected into a vessel, the trunk cut into pieces, and the edible parts carefully removed and washed. Dabra handed the minced meat to his wife, who dressed it with select spices such as cloves, pepper, coriander, cardamom, fenugreek, white mustard, asafoetida, and cooked it in fresh butter. As the head portion was unsuitable for cooking, it was laid aside, which was preserved by the handmaid Chandana. Then Shweta informed her husband that food was ready and the Bhairava should be brought without delay. Dabra ran again to the temple and informed the Bhairava, who was sitting in contemplation in the same spot. At this, the Bhairava rose majestically in his awe-inspiring grandeur. Enthusiastically drawing handfuls of ashes from the pouch, he smeared them all over himself. He held the kapalam, the skull bowl, in one hand and with the other played his damaru, handheld drum, which echoed terrifically throughout the land. He had a waistband of skulls that rubbed against one another when moving. His thick silver tresses were tightly tied into a crown of jatamukutam, held fast by a garland of smaller skulls. His forehead, smeared with red goruchana, seemed like the fiery third eye, while his two eyes spread terror as well as compassion. As he walked with the support of Dabra, his oversized anklets tinkled, manifesting the primeval nada, cosmic vibration. Once they reached his house, Dabra made the old Bhairava sit and wash his feet in a golden plate and accorded him ceremonial worship. Later, placing two broad banana leaves before him, the lady of the house, Shweta, served the cooked meat in a separate bowl and rice on the leaves. When she sprinkled the ghee on the rice in the traditional manner, Dabra handed him a vessel of fragrant, sweetened water. The Bhairava examined the contents of the leaf plate and remarked, "I can see that you have omitted cooking the head." While the couple looked at each other anxiously, the maid Chandana appeared there with a bowl and said, "Expecting this, I cooked the head portion separately." Feeling greatly relieved, the couple requested the extraordinary guest, "Revered one, what is sought by you is served to you. Eat to your heart's content." Then the Bhairava rejoined, "Do not rush me. I never eat without company." At this, Dabra went out for a second guest and returned without finding one. When the Bhairava suggested that Dabra himself could accompany him, he replied, "It is a practice for me to wait on the guest while serving him." On being pressed further, he sat beside the guest. As they were about to start, the elderly guest remarked, "Normally, the parents feed the children first and even take delight to sacrifice their own meal for their sake. Now, fetch your son at once and let him eat with us." In reply to these agonizing words, Dabra said, "He is not available anymore, so kindly proceed with the fare before the food turns cold." Nevertheless, the Bhairava ordered him to call his son by name. Dabra, still remaining calm, bade his wife to do so. Then Shweta, controlling herself from choking with emotion, went out and shouted, "Sripati, my darling son, come at once, will you?" Lo, this call wrought a miracle. As if appearing from nowhere, Sripati tottered towards her and threw himself in her arms. She could not believe her eyes. Could this boy be someone else? She kissed him. His body smelled like all those spices she had dressed him with. She stopped to reason, but then left her mind bare in gratitude to the Lord of the inscrutable ways. The boy asked her innocently, "Mother, why did I go from your lap?" She pressed him to her heart and replied, "Nowhere, dear." To find out the cause for the delay, Dabra came out and was dumbstruck at the sight. He shared the embrace of his son with his wife. When they went inside, they saw no trace of the Bhairava or the food items. Then the Lord appeared there with all his paraphernalia. Celestials rained sweet-scented flowers, and the quarters resounded with the resonating sounds of their instruments. The blessed family praised the Lord in unison. The all-compassionate Parameswara blessed them with Sarupya Mukti. He also blessed their kith and kin and the maid servant too.